Today's daf is Vachen Daf Nunches, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the sixth perek of Meseches Vachim, perek Kodshei Kodoshim, at the very top of Daf Nunches Omer Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Kodshei Kodoshim Sheshachtam B'Roish HaMizbeach. In the event that a kohen shechted Kodshei Kodoshim on the top of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki'ilu nishchadu betzofen. It's as if he shechted it betzofen. We know from the first Mishnah of the previous parak, Kachi Kadoshim shchitasim betzofen. Roish HaMizbeach is like tzofen, meaning it's a kosher shchit. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mechatzi HaMizbeach uledarim kedarim. The darim half of the Mizbeach is treated like darim. Mechatzi HaMizbeach uletzofen ketzofen. It's only the tzofen part of the Mizbeach that's treated like tzofen. Meaning, in the event that the Kachi Kadoshim was shachtan on the tzofen half of the Mizbeach, then, says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be kosher. If, however, it was shachtan on the darim half, then it's not going to be kosher. So we have a machloikis in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, Stam Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi ben Reb Chalafta. That's the Rabbi Yossi, that's Nimuka Imoy, that's the Rabbi Yossi that was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, that's the Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi used to speak so glowingly about throughout Shas. So Rabbi Yossi, the first sheet in the Mishnah, says that Roish HaMizbeach, the entire top of the Mizbeach, it doesn't matter if it's the Tzofen part of the Mizbeach, the Darim part of the Mizbeach, the Mizrach part of the Mizbeach, or the Mayrach part of the Mizbeach, the entire Mizbeach is treated like Tzofen. Hence, in the event that Kachi Kadoshim was Shachtan B'Roish HaMizbeach, it's going to be Kasher. According to Rabbi Yossi, B'Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. We take the Mizbeach and we split it in half. We make a yachloiku, we do yachatz. The northern part of the Mizbeach, that's treated like tzafon, their shchita of Kachi Kedoshim is going to be kosher. The southern part of the Mizbeach, that's treated like daroim, their shchita's Kachi Kedoshim is not going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yoichanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yoichanan, Om Rav Yoichanan, that Rav Yoichanan flaked zogin. So this is Rav Asi quoting something he heard from his Rebbe Rav Yoichanan, who was quoting Rabbi Yossi. But when Rabbi Yochanan was quoting Rabbi Yossi, he didn't just quote something that Rabbi Yossi one time said in a shir, something tucked away somewhere. This is something that was margula bepumi de Rabbi Yossi. Kule mizbeach betzafen koi. That the entire mizbeach was betzafen. Umay ki'ilu. Now, if the entire mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yossi, was betzafen, so Rav Asi om Rabbi Yochanan had to preempt an obvious question. And that is, the Mishnah says, Kachi Kadoshim Sheshachtem B'Roish HaMizbeach, Rabbi Yossi Yoimar Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'Tzofen. What does Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'Tzofen sound like? It's really not happening in Tzofen. However, we're going to treat it as if it happened B'Tzofen. The Roish HaMizbeach has a Chashivos as if it was B'Tzofen. Well, if Rabbi Yossi used to say that Kulei Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi, then it's poshit that if you shecht b'roish HaMizbeach, it's considered ki'ilu, you shechted b'tzofen, because it's not just ki'ilu, it's the real thing. We always talk about ki'ilus, right? There are certain things that are ki'ilu, something else. This shouldn't be ki'ilu nishchetu b'tzofen. If the Mizbeach is in tzofen, then it literally took place in tzofen. So Rav Asi Yom Rav Yoichanan preempted umay ki'ilu, so you have to say, ma'adotem, I would have thought, b'inon al yerech v'leka. When the Torah says that the shchit of Kachi Kedoshim has to be b'tzofen, so the Ikar Parsha is regarding the oil. And it says, v'shachat oisoy al yerech ha'mizbeach tzofen l'fnei Hashem. The Torah doesn't just say, do it in tzofen. It says, al yerech ha'mizbeach. And yerech ha'mizbeach in Taich means the side of the mizbeach. So I would have thought that being that the Torah says yerech ha'mizbeach, maybe a dafka has to be on the side of the mizbeach. And if it's on top of the mizbeach, it's chosner in yerech ha'mizbeach. And if that's the case, it should be a problem. Kamash malon, that's why we have this lashon of Kachi Kadoshim Sheshachtan B'Roish HaMizbeach, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'Tzofen. The reason it's only a Ki'ilu is because, despite the fact that it's not Al Yerech, but it is B'Tzofen, and it's for that reason it's going to be kosher. So Rav Asi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Shitas Rabbi Yossi is that Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi. The way Rashi explains the segue to the next part of the daf is that when the Amiram heard what Rav Asi said, they assumed that the way Rabbi Yochanan knew that Rabbi Yossi Shita was Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzaf and Kai was goofa from the Mishnah. From the fact that the Mishnah says, Kachi Kadashim Sheshachna B'Rosh HaMizbeach Rabbi Yossi Yomer Ki'ilu Nishchutu B'Tzafen, why should the Rosh HaMizbeach be treated like Tzafen? Oh, presumably, it's because the Mizbeach wasn't Tzafen. Now, it's still a little bit of a Chiddush, it's still a Ki'ilu, because you could have thought that it has to be Al Yerech, and here it's on the Mizbeach itself. But at the end of the day, the Amiram understood that the Omer Hoy Rabbi Yossi is really coming from this Mishnah. And the two Rabbi Yossis are l'shitas ayu. That Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbeach was b'tzafen, and it's for that reason Rabbi Yossi holds Kachi Kadoshim Sheshachton b'Rosh HaMizbeach, the halach is kilo nishchutu b'tzafen. If that's the case, then it would emerge that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the second sheet in the Mishnah, who holds that it's only the Chatzi HaMizbeach uLetzafen that's treated like Tzafen, but the Chatzi HaMizbeach LeDarim is really treated like Darim, he should probably hold, it's just back to the envelope arithmetic, that half of the Mizbeach was in Tzafen and half of the Mizbeach was B'Darim. And that Amiram had a problem with. Somebody, Rav Zeira, the Rav Asi, Rav Zeira is representing the Amiram in the Sugya. And he turns to Rav Asi and he tells him, El Me'ata, if that's the case, meaning, if Pshat and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, that Rosh HaMizbeach is treated like Tzafen because he holds the Mizbeach wasn't Tzafen. Well, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Nami, the Chesib Tzafen, Chesib Darim. It should emerge then that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach was half in Tzafen and half in Darim. Chitim Hachi Nami, you'll tell me, okay, who said that? Mehecha Teisi Na. And by the way, we're going to see on Amid Beis, there's a Mefurish Hashitas Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Mizbeach was Chesib Darim, Chesib Tzafen. The Gemara is going to entertain different possibilities of where exactly the Mizbeach was situated. And one of the possibilities that will be very much entertained and is the Lamais, according to some, is that the Mizbeach was Chetzi B'Darim Chetzi B'Tzafen. And it's interesting, Rabbi Yehuda is that Shita. Is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's son? But either way, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is for sure that it's Chetzi B'Tzafen and Chetzi B'Darim. So what's the big deal? If it emerges that that's the Shita, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like we never heard of such a Shita. It's not like this is an untenable reality, because we know it actually is the way it is according to some. But the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because Va'atu, the Amrit, Rav Zeira told Rav Asi, you yourself are the one that said, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochan, the name of Rabbi Yochan, and Moide Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would be Moide Shem Shacht and connected with Karka Psula, that in the event that the Kohen would do the Shechita, not on top of the Mizbeach, Mechatzi Uletzafen, but rather, Limato, connected where the tzafen part of the Mizbeach is. The halach is, it would be possible. Now, if you're going to tell me that pshad in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is, that the tzafen part of the Mizbeach is kosher because it is betzafen, then if you do it connect on the mata, it also has to be kosher because it's tzafen. So, from the fact that Rav Asi said that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha kosher if it's b'roish hamizbeach on the tzafen side, but not if it's connected on the mata. So it's a meris that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda must be of the opinion that the mizbeach, even the tzafen part of the mizbeach, is not b'tzafen. Right? It actually emerges that he must hold that the entire mizbeach is b'darim, because if the mizbeach is b'tzafen, at least the tzafen part, then if you do it connect on the mata, it should be kosher. And from the fact that Moedib Rabbi Yehuda, that it's going to be pasul, so obviously holds the entire Mizbeach was Bedarim. Meaning Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, that Michatzi HaMizbeach Uledarim Kedarim, Michatzi HaMizbeach HaTzafen has nothing to do with where the Mizbeach was. There's a din that Rosh HaMizbeach is treated like tzafen, but according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, only the tzafen part. Well, if that's true, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, then it makes sense that should be true according to Rabbi Yossi as well. Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is b'tzafen. There's no hechrich from there that he has to hold that the entire Mizbeach was physically in tzafen. He could hold chatzi chatzi. He could hold it was entirely in darim. Meaning mid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, nishma lid Rabbi Yossi. Just like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach is chatzi tzafen chatzi darim. It's not related to the fact that the Mizbeach was b'mitzias chatzi tzafen chatzi b'darim. To the contrary, you see the shit Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is that the entire Mizbeach was b'darim. Well, then according to Rabbi Yossi, it should be the same way. So again, Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, kud Mizbeach b'tzafen koi. And again, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that the Amiram understood that Rabbi Yochanan knew this Rabbi Yossi from this Mishnah, Can't be. Va'atu da'amrit, because you yourself are the one that said, Ravas, in the name of the same Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda's shita of chatzi has nothing to do with where the Mizbeach is. So how could Rabbi Yochanan himself extrapolate from Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah that the entire Mizbeach was Bitzafin, if from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you see clearly that the din of Rosh HaMizbeach has absolutely nothing to do with where the Mizbeach physically was. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rav Asi responded to Rav Zeira, and he told him that, no, you got very excited for no reason. You think that when Rabbi Yochanan said, Oymahoy Rabbi Yossi, Kud Mizbeach, Batsafen Koi, he was coming from this Mishnah. He wasn't coming from this Mishnah. Has no shaykhis. You see, for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what the status of Rosh HaMizbeach is has nothing to do with this. Rabbi Yossi shita is that the entire Mizbeach was Batsafen. It's punkti shita. It's rather very gishmak. It's lishitasa. It's actually misleading because it sounds like that Rabbi Yossi and this Rabbi Yossi are totally zavazeh. But really, it's no shaykhis. The sheet of Rabbi Yossi of Rosh HaMizbeach is independent of the fact that the Mizbeach was Betzafen. Just like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chatzi HaMizbeach has a din of Tzafen, has nothing to do where the Mizbeach is, because Fakert, he obviously holds that the entire Mizbeach wasn't Darm. How do you know that? Because he says if it was connected on the matter, it would be possible. Okay, so then what then is the Machloik is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? One last time. Bishloima, if they're arguing where the Mizbeach was, Ishmak. But you're telling me, no, there's nothing to do with that. If I can't, according to Rabbi Yitz, Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Mizbeach was in Darm. So that's not the Machloikis obvious. So what then is the Machloikis? So Amalei, so Rav Asi said, Hachi, come Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shnei Mikra Decha Darshu, that both Rabbi Yitz, Rabbi Yitz, Rabbi Yehuda formulated their respective positions from one Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mizbech Adama Tassali, this is referring to the Mizbech Achitzoin, Vizavachta Olav, Esayloi Secha, Veshlamecha, Vesoincha, Vesbikarecha, Becholam Okamash Askishmi, Ovelachu Birachticha. The Pasuk says, Mizbech Adama Tassali, Vizavachta Olav, Now, if you look at Rashi and Chemish, Rashi says olav doesn't mean on it. Rashi says olav means kenegdoi or etzloi. We'll see Rashi later. But Rabbi Yochanan said that the two shitas of our Mishnah both came from the word olav, and they teached the word olav literally. And what the Torah basically just said is that you could check oylois and shlamim b'roish ha-mizbech. Okay, what's the machlok? It's Rabbi Yosef holds kulul shlamim, that the way you read the pasuk is that the entire mizbech you could check oylois on, and the entire mizbech you could check shlamim on. Now, for shlamim, all you need is da'azara. That's easy. For oylois, you need tzafen. So you say, Maris, the entire roish ha-mizbech is treated like tzafen. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda held chetzio, the oylov chetzio l'shlamim. The Torah said, which one is it? Is it a place for oilois, or is it a place even for shlamim? Half of it is for oilois, the other half is for shlamim. Now, the half for oilois is good for shlamim as well, but the point is, chatzi is going to be la'oila. And he explained his shita, because isa v'dayt ha'kula la'oila kasher, because if you're going to tell me that the way you read this pasuk is that the entire mizbeach is kasher for oila, well then why did Torah have to say shlamim? Hashta kula la'oila kasher, kula la shlamim ibaya. If nainov is a vachta, olav es oiloisecha, then certainly shlamecha, because the requirements for oila is much more. Oila is kasher kadashim, it requires something. So if you're telling me you could check oila, certainly you could check shlamim. Must be oila secha v'shlamecha. You divide the mizbech in half. Half of it is going to be for oila. The other half is going to be for shlamim. V'idach. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the way you read the pasuk is the entire mizbech is kasher for oila, and the entire mizbech is kasher for shlamim. Why did Torah have to say shlamim? Just say oila, I'll know shlamim. It's so I mean, I would have thought oila who did dachik leim makoyim. Maybe the oila, being that there's not so much place in the azara to shech the carbon oila, because you have to do it al yerech hamizbech tzafoina. So the Torah said, I'll give you an extra space. You could do it for roish hamizbech. The shlamim where you have the entire azara to do it, 187 by 135, right? So imaloi, I would think that maybe b'roish hamizbeach is not okay. That's the chiddush that you could do a b'roish hamizbeach. Either way, says the Gemara, that l'maskana, what is the basis? What is the makar to the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? It has nothing to do with where the Mizbeach was or wasn't. It's related to how to teach a pasuk. V'zavachta olav eseloisecha v'eshlamecha, referring to the top of the Mizbeach. Torah says, Mefurish, you could shech on the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah is saying, olav, oiloisecha, the entire Mizbeach is kasha t'shech menoyla. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah said, oiloisecha v'eshlamecha, half of the Mizbeach is kosher for Oila, the other half of the Mizbeach is only going to be kosher for Shlam. Gufa, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara had mentioned, the Rav Asi said the name Rav Yochanan, Moedah, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda is Moedah, Shem Shachtan Kenegdon Bekarka Psulois. That as much as Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda holds, that Michatzi HaMizbeach Ule Tzofen is Ketzofen, but if it would be Lamato, then already it would be possible. And from here, the Gemara proved that Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire Mizbeach was in Dorim. What is the Taich? What does it mean, connect the Mekarka? Is it referring to the Amma of the Yisoid and the Amma of the Soiviv? So we know that there were two Ammas in the Mizbeach that protruded a little bit, right? So the Mizbeach was a square. It was 32 Ammas by 32 Ammas. That's the Mizbeach part of the Mizbeach, not including the ramp. We'll see more about this on Amid Beis. But in that square, there were really two places where there was an indentation, or looking at it from the other side, there was a protrusion, which was one Amma long. One of those Ammas was the Yisoid, the other one was the Soiviv. The Yisoid was on the bottom, that's where the Tzvich HaShirayim, the Soiviv was more in the middle of the Mizbech, also had an important purpose for some of the Zrikas, not for now. But says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Achi Midifti L'Ravino, when Rav Asi sent the name Rav Yochanan, that might be Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, that if the Shechita would be on the tzofen part of the Mizbeach, but connect the Mekarka, would it be possible? Did he mean the Am Yisoid and the Am Soiviv? I have two problems with that. Why? Because number one, Haikufe Mizbeach. That's not Kinegdom Bekarka, that is part of the Mizbeach. There's Chakiris related to how much of a status of Mizbeach it is, but at the end of the day, Balabatish Karet is part of the Mizbeach. V'oit, my Kinegdom Bekarka, it's for sure not the Karka, right? Moide Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shachton Kinegdom Bekarka. The Amma Yisoid and the Amma Soiviv is for sure not Karka. So it can't be that's what he meant. Okay, so we immediately dismiss that possibility. Maybe what he was coming, Lafuke, was in the event that there were tunnels that were made underneath the Mizbech. That's Kinegdom Bekarka. It's literally underneath the Mizbech, and that's what the Shechita was. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda saying that's not going to be okay. But V'chiyai Gavdim, he have a Mizbech. In that case, it's not considered Kinegdom Bekarka, because if there were mechilos underneath the Mizbeach itself would be possible. Meaning, it sounds like you have a Mizbeach. If you do it on the Mizbeach, mechatziu letzofen, it's going to be kosher. But if you go underneath it, it's going to be possible. The problem is, if underneath it means mechilos, now the whole Mizbeach is possible. And that's not what Rabbi Yosef was talking about. He wasn't talking about a situation where you don't have a Mizbeach and you went ahead. No, about you have a Mizbeach. You're going to do Zrikas, right? Of course you have a Mizbeach. And if the Shechita Sha'alze Anu Donin is where it's in mechilos, it's in a tunnel underneath the Mizbeach, well, then you don't have a Mizbeach. It's for sure not what he meant. Now, how do you know that if there are mechilos underneath the Mizbeach, it's not a kosher Mizbeach? But how do you learn to the price? Mizbeach we learn from there, it has to be a Mizbech HaDomah, it has to be attached to the ground. You shouldn't build a Mizbech, not on top of a tunnel, or on top of arches. The bottom line is, it can't be that's what Moedi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that if it was connected to the Karka, it's going to be possible. It can't be the Am Yisoid, the Am Soive, because that's part of the Mizbech, and it's not the Karka. And it can't be Mechilois, because Mechilois would be a problem in that you wouldn't even have a Mizbeach. Like Tzricha, you have to say the case is the Batzre Betzure. It's talking about where they made the Mizbeach very, very small. Rashi has an interesting lashon. In Nimlach Lekatzer Sam Mizbeach, if they decided to make the Mizbeach very small, then Nishar Mechze Shal Tzafayin Panoi V'Shachat Shan. So what happened was they made the Mizbeach smaller than the dimensions that it's really supposed to be. And as a result, where the tzofen part of the Mizbeach is supposed to be, now all of a sudden it's panoi. There's nothing there. Why? There could have, would have, should have been a Mizbeach there, but they decided to make the Mizbeach smaller. Now, can you just decide to make the Mizbeach smaller? So this is actually something that we're going to see in the coming dafin. L'kamon daf samach beis amir alef. Mokum ha-Mizbeach is mechuvenu b'yoyser, right? The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Beis Abchira is staring us in the eye right now. But regardless, this is a sugya l'kamon. It's talking about where the Mizbeach was a little bit smaller. Right now, where the tzofen part of the Mizbeach should be is vacant. There's nothing there. That's the mokum ha-Mizbeach connect on l'mata, where Moed Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Shechita would be there, it would not be. Oh, okay, so let's just do a very short recap on what we had. The Mishnah began, Kachi Kadashim Sheshachtam B'Rosh HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer Kilo Nishchetu Betzafin, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Yoimer Mechatzim Mizbeach Ladarim Kedarim. It's only Mechatzim Mizbeach Letzafin and Kedzafin. According to Rabbi Yosi, the entire Rosh HaMizbeach has a din of Tzafin. Ki'il, but it has a din of Tzafin. So that if you shech kachi kadoshim anywhere on the top of the Mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, you take the Mizbeach, you cut it in half. The Chatzi towards Darim is not treated like tzafin. It's only the chatzi towards tzafin that's treated like tzafin. What emerges, two mahalchim had to understand, high level, the machloikis, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, only one of them works, but conceptually, two ways. One is, they're arguing physically where the mizbeach was. Ke'ilu, according to Rabbi Yossi, the entire Mizbeach was B'tzafin. If the entire Mizbeach was B'tzafin, therefore the Rosh HaMizbeach is part of Tzafin. If that's the case, my Ke'ilu, why isn't it even a Chiddush? Because you would have thought, maybe Rosh HaMizbeach is not okay. It has to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach. But Kamash Malon, that it's okay because at the end of the day, it's in Tzafin. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Mizbeach was Chatzi B'tzafin, Chatzi B'dar. Now, these two studim that we would want to maybe plug and play into this Machloikis would be very geschmack, because these two tzadim exist very much in the world of trying to figure out the geography and the geometry of the Azara and of the Mizbeach. We know these two shitas are out there. So if that's the case, so maybe that's what the machlokes is. And by the way, to make it even better, we know shitas Rabbi Yossi is Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi Kula Mizbeach B'tzafen Koy. So Rabbi Yossi would for sure be lishatasai. But the Gemara said it doesn't work because we know for a fact that the shita of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is that the entire Mizbeach was not Kula B'tzafen, not Chatzi B'tzafen, Chatzi B'darim. It was actually Kula B'darim. So if it was Kula B'darim, it works in Rabbi Yossi Ma'od Matin. But it's dead on arrival on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So again, as much as conceptually that could be a mahalach, and it would even be a Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai, and the two shitas actually exist, but it doesn't work in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara rejected that. The other mahalach, which the Gemara liked, l'maisa, is it says in the Torah, v'zavachta olav es oyloi secha vesh lamecha. It's almost a mefurish abasik that you should check the karbonos, or you can check the karbonos olav on top of the Mizbeach, and it says Mefurish, which Karbanos, Oy Loi Secha Ve'esh Lamecha. Rabbi Yossi said it's a Mefurish Apasik, that the entire Rosh HaMizbeach is Kashuv to Shech a Karban Oil. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, notice it says Oy Loi Secha Ve'esh Lamecha. Once it says Oy Loi Secha, why would I have to say Shlamecha? Oh, must be, it's coming to teach me that only half of the Mizbeach is Kashuv for an Oil, the other half of the Mizbeach is going to be Kashuv for a Shlam. L'maisa, at the end of the day, the Makar is the second Makar. And really, that segues into the top Tosfos on the Amud, the first Tosfos in the Perek. Tosfos says that even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is Kachi Kadashim Sheshachdom B'Rosh HaMizbeach, it sounds like this is only something you can do B'Dieved. Says Tosfos, don't make that dick, because Midai Raisa Shoich L'Chatchila. Midai Raisa you could Shech L'Chatchila. How do I know that? Kididar Shinon, mi vizavachta olav. Because the maskana, the makar is vizavachta olav. And vizavachta olav is a regular pasuk that's telling you that this is something that you're allowed to do. I touch a kadashim sheshachton b'roish hamizbeach. So Tosfos says, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I know you could check l'chatchil. Then Tosfos says that it could be the reason the Mishnah said it in a lashon of b'di'evet is because midirabonon, you're not supposed to check b'roish hamizbeach, shalei tarbitz galalim. Because maybe the animal's going to be afraid, it's about to be slaughtered, or be marbitz klolim, and that's something that's not befitting for the Rosh HaMizbeach. But Tosfos says, don't make the deer kosher kadosh and sheshachna b'Rosh HaMizbeach is something that's only kosher b'di'evin. Midai rice, it's for sure kosher l'chatchila. Could be midirabonon, it's b'di'evin. But midai rice, for sure, it's going to be kosher l'chatchila. Just kedai to mention, before we go weiter, that in our Mishnah, we have two shitas regarding how you treat Rosh HaMizbeach. There's really a third shita, and this shita is mentioned in the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishma. It's in Parshas Yisroi, it's Bechodesh Yud Aleph, Hey, or in some versions of the Mechilta, Beis. V'zavachta Olav, zakt the Mechilta. Olav means kenegdoi. Ato imra Olav kenegdoi. Oyeine elo Olav kemashmoi. Vadin noise. Umad sofen hamizbech she'ine kashal kapara, kashal shchita. Madach sofen, this is a geschmack of Mechilta. You would have expected to have seen this in the Gemara. Madach sofen, which is not kashal kapara. Yet you can't do zrikas in sofen, but you could do shchita. So roish hamizbeach she hu kasher lekapara din. Then certainly, as it relates to Rosh HaMizbeach, which is kosher, even for Zrika, for sure you should be able to do Shchita. So I'm skipping the next part of this long braisa, Talmud Loimar, Vasisa Oiloi Secha, Habasar Vahadam Al Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. Zok the Mechilta, Habasar Vahadam B'Rosh HaMizbeach, Aba Ve'in Shchita B'Rosh HaMizbeach. So this is a Mefurish Mechilta, that Vizavachta Olav, Olav means Kenegdoi, Ata Oimer Olav Kenegdoi, Oy Eina Yalav, Olav Kimashmoi, and it makes sense based on a Kalvach Oimer, Madach, you can do Shchita bitzofen, where you can't do zrika, certainly you should be able to do shchita b'roish hamizbeach, says the Brice I hear. Abul Maisa, it says, v'asisa oyloisecha, baser v'hadam, al mizbach Hashem alaykecha, the baser goes on the roish hamizbeach, and the dam goes on the roish hamizbeach. But as it relates to the shchita is not something that you can do b'roish hamizbeach. So this is a new shita that says mefurish, you can't do shchita b'roish hamizbeach. Not on the entire Mizbeach, not even only on the Tzofim Mizbeach. It's also interesting that where is this Shita mentioned? It's mentioned on the Pasuk, Vizavach to Olav. It's coming to Bavar in the other Shitas. Vizavach to Olav sounds like Olav Mamish, Zokhti Michal Tino. Olav means Kinegdai. Ata Oimer Kinegdai, Eine Olav Mamish, Kamashwan. But either the Michal Tino concludes and says, Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Lishkoi Perosh HaMizbeach. No, you can check Perosh HaMizbeach. Vakosiv Messiah, said Rabbi Yossi. Shinema Mizbach Adon. So this Rabbi Yossi is the Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah. What else do you see from this Rabbi Yossi? It's Rabbi Yochanan's time. Right? The Gemara was mesupik. Why Rabbi Yossi holds his shita? It's a mefurish and mechilta that caused him Messiah. Shenema mizbach adama tasali. So the maskana, we have how many shitas? We have three shitas. We have Rabbi Yossi's shita in our Mishnah that shita of kachik adashim is kasher on the entire mizbeach. We have the shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's only mechatzi uvatzafin. And then we have the mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael who holds that all of means kenegda. You're never allowed. It's interesting. Rashi and Chumash on this pasuk, "V'zavachta olav esoyloisecha v'eshlamecha," he quotes this mechilta. That's why I found the mechilta. It's a Rashi and Chumash. "V'zavachta olav zok tehilig Rashi etzloi." What does "v'zavachta olav" mean? It means etzloi. Kemoi the olav mate menashe. Mate menashe was on top of him or them. No, what does it mean? It means etzloi. For olav mate menashe v'zavachta olav. Oyei no yelo olav mamish zok Rashi. Tamud loymer habase v'hadom al mizbach Hashem. So Rashi quotes the Mechilta. Rashi does not quote the two opinions in the Mishnah. This Kiyodua is Darkei Shel Rashi, where Rashi quoted more the Midrashim. In Sefer Shmos, it's the Mechilta, and in Sefer Vayikra, it's the Teres Koyanim, and in Bamidbar Dvarim, it's the Sifron, the Sifri, and even in Bereishis, Rashi quotes more the Bereishis Rabbis and the Tanchumas and the Tanchuma Yashans. More than only quotes Mefur. But either way, here Rashi quotes that first shita in the Mechilta, not the Yesh Oimrim Rabbi Yossi, who is really the Ikur shita here in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. If you take a look at the Targum on the words Vizavachta Olav says Usehei Dabach Aloyi. Usehei Dabach Aloyi. I saw in the Sefer Parshegen. So the Parshegen says that from the Targum at first glance it sounds like Utehei Dovach Alohi, that it should be literally on top. But then again he says it's not Muchach, because maybe you could say he's just touching the word. So just like Olav means Kenegdoi, so Alohi could also mean Kenegdoi. But Zok the Targum, Rashi had a posik that supports his taich. What was the posik? V'olav mate menashe. Take a look at the Targum on the words V'olav mate menashe. U'desmichen aloi shifted the menashe. Over there, the Targum goes out of its way to say u'desmichen. So says the Barshegen, it's clear that from the fact that by V'olav mate menashe, the Targum said u'desmichen. But when it comes to V'zavachta olav, here the Targum didn't say the word u'desmichen. It simply says aloi. Must be the Targum is teaching the word olav mamish, because the Targum is learning like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah over here in Zvachim Nun Ches Amud Aleph. In other words, Rashi is being mefarish not only not like the Mishnah, it's not only not like a Gemara, not like a Mishnah in Zvachim Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Rashi is also being mefarish, not like the Targum. Either way, on that note, we turn our attention to the second part of today's daf. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rab Zeir. Rab Zeir said, Efshe Yisa L'Had Rab Yochanan V'Leitanim Alal B'mas Nisan. So Rab Zeir said that Rab Yochanan said, Oy Mehoi Rab Yossi, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi. And he felt that if Rab Yossi held that the entire Mizbeach is B'Tzofen, there must be a remes to it somewhere in the Mishnah. Now, to be clear, he didn't feel that he has to have a remez that the Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach was Betzafen, as much as there's a remez from a Mishnah to the Shita that Kulam Mizbeach Betzafen Koi, and Rabbi Yochanan must have felt based on some Cheshbin or some Seira that he had, that who is the author of that Mishnah? The author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. But either way, Reb Zera felt that there must be some mekar somewhere to this idea that Rabbi Yossi's shita is that kulam is be'ach betzafim kai. So nafak, he went out, duck, he learned up all the mishnayos, the ashkach, and he found the mishnah. And as we're going to see, this is anything but a mefurish mishnah, stating that Reb Zera felt that he had the mekar where there's a remez in a mishnah to omer hoy Rabbi Yossi that kulam is be'ach betzafim kai. What's this mishnah? The tnan we learned in the mishnah mesachtes tamid biru misham atzei tehena yofim lesadim marochas shnir shol ktayus. So we know that there were different marochas on the mizbeach. So the inyan neinu, the ikar marocha, the primary marocha, that's where all the aktaras took place on the mizbeach achitzan. There was a second Marocha that was known as the Marocha of the Ktayrus. That's what this Mishnah refers to it as. The reason it's referred to as the Marocha of the Ktayrus is because it's from that Marocha that the Kehanim would take the Gecholim, bring it into the Heichol, put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so they can go ahead and be Makta the Ktayrus. So this Mishnah is describing the Kehanim who are climbing halts, wood, to make that Marocha Shnir, which ultimately is going to be used for the Ktayrus. So it says they went there to collect, to be buried the Atzei Teina. Where's deer? So deer is the deer ha'etzim, right? There was a certain chamber where all the wood was kept. That's pretty obvious. What type of wood did they take? They took wood from a fig tree. Why from a fig tree? So there's a very interesting Chumash Rashi here. V'tam agodahu. It's based on an agodah shabo ha'isa takon of Adam Arishin v'yachlam chagoyres. Because we know that Adam Arishin and Chava, when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Eidu ki arumim heim. So they needed some sort of tikkun. What did they do? They used the Atzei Te'ena. It's for that reason the Atzei Te'ena was used for this Marocha. But either way, so they went to the Dir Ha'etzim, they took Atzei Te'ena that were very, very nice, Yofim, Lasada Marocha Sheil Shakhtarius, to make the second Marocha. Now, where did they put the Marocha? It was Keneged Kerem Marovis Deroimis. It was by the Marovis Deroimis corner of the Mizbeach, Moshuch Min HaKeren Klap Itzof in Arba Amis. But not Mamish by the corner, it was pushed towards the tzafen direction. How much? Arba amas. Okay, now how much wood did they take? They took ba'oimet chamesh son gecholim. They took enough wood that based on their estimation would be able to create five son of gecholim. Because that's how much gecholim they're going to need for this marocha. U'b'shabbos, on Shabbos they would take a little bit more wood. Ba'oimet shmoinah son gecholim. They would take enough to have 8 psalm of cholim, and the reason is shama you know some shnei bezichel vayne shalach mapane, because on Shabbos the marocha shnia actually served a dual purpose. It wasn't only used for the ktayrus, but it was also used for the haktar of the shnei bezichel vayne. So we know on Shabbos the kehanim used to eat the lechem aponim. They would divide it between the mishmar yoytzeh, the mishmar nichnas, but before they were able to eat from the lechem aponim, they had to do an haktara. They had to do an haktar with the shnei bezichel vayne that were always sitting on the shulchan. That haktar was done on the mizbeach achitzon. Where was it done? It was done on the marocha shnia. So being that they need more fire, they need more coals, that's why over there they took wood. But either way, so Rav Zera learns this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when they made the Marocha Shnia, they took very nice wood. The wood was Atzei Te'ena, and they would put it by the Marovis, the Roimus corner of the Mizbeach, but Moshuch Min HaKeren Klap Itzof in Arba Amis. But 4 Amis towards the north. How much wood did they take? On a regular day, enough wood to make 5 sum of kholim, because all it's going to be used for is for the ketairis. On Shabbos, where it's also going to be used for the shnei bezichel avayna, over there, they had to use more. Says the Gemara, umay simana. Now this word simana is a little bit of an interesting word, and we're going to see it's really a play on words. It's a lashon neifel al lashon. It's a little bit of a pun intended, based on something that we're going to see on the days. But le'inyanenu, the question is, my simana, why did it have to be, and this is the part of this Mishnah that we're going to focus on, why did it have to be by the keren marovis deroimis, but moshuch klap itzofen arba amis? My simana, what's the klal? Why is that the, something could be a mitzar sometimes, why is that the gvul, right? Why is that at the place that this Marocha had to be? Sounds like it's a very, very precise place. Why'd it have to be there? A, Marov is Droimis, and more importantly, Moshech Klap Itzof in Arba Amos. What's this all about? So, said Reb Zera, Rabbi Yossi. It must be it's Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, who's Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, Omer Zeh Simen. In the Girsa of the Shittim, the Kubetz says, Beyotcha, the following Simen should be in your hand. The reason we use the Lashon Maisi Mana on Amud Aleph is because the answer is going to be based on something that Rabbi Yossi said, and the Lashon Rabbi Yossi used to say what he said that we're going to apply now is the word Siman. That's why Maisi Mana, meaning did somebody say something about a Siman? That's why we're using the word Siman, but it's really Lashon Noifal HaLashon. Regardless, so Rabbi Yossi said this Siman should be a cloud that you walk around with. You have to have this in your keshinah. Anytime you take something in the heichal with the purpose of putting it on the mizbeach achitzon, you're always supposed to put it on the part of the mizbeach that there's no part of the mizbeach that's closer to the heichal than it. So this is like a little backwards geret. But the point is that if you're taking something from the heichal and you're putting it on the mizbeach achitzon, you have to put it on the part of the mizbeach achitzon that's closest to the heichal. How close? That there's nothing closer than it, right? That there's nothing closer than it. And the same is true the other way around. If you're taking something from the Mizbech Achitzon with the intention of putting it inside the Heichol, you can take it only from the part of the Mizbech that there's no part closer to the Heichol, meaning it has to be from the part that's closest to the Heichol. Says the Gemara, what did Rabbi Yossi mean when he said this? What's he referring to? So if you go back to Izel Mekoyim Shal Zvachim, you could say, maybe he's talking about Shvicha Shirayim, right? Very Gishmak. Again, what are Rabbi Yossi's words? If you're taking something from the Heichol, and you're going to put it on the Mizbech HaChitzen, you know which part of Mizbech HaChitzen you put it on? The part that's closest to the Heichol. Maybe he's referring to Shvicha Shirayim. Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, the Hazois were all done in the Heichal, hence the Dam is coming from Pnim. It's going to now require Shvicha Shirayim on the Mizbech HaChitzon. Where do you do Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatois HaPnimiyos? It's on the Yesoid HaMaravi. The Yesoid HaMaravi is the part of the Mizbech that's closest to the Heichal, right? We have to be familiar with this at this point because we know that if you're walking from the Azara to the Makom HaMizbeach, to Bein HaUlam Bil HaMizbeach, to the Ulam, to the Heichal, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're going Mizrach to Ma'ariv, which means if you're coming the other way and you're going from the Heichal to the Ulam, Bein HaUlam Bil HaMizbeach, to the Mizbeach, you're going Ma'ariv to Mizrach. So that means which part of the Mizbeach is going to hit you first? It's the Ma'ariv part of the Mizbeach. And we know that the Shvicha Shirayim had to be on that part of the Mizbeach. Torah says it multiple times. So we know that's what it has to be. So is that what Rabbi Yossi meant? So he said, Zeh Simen Biyotcha, Kalanito. Well, if that's what he meant, why do you have to say it? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Again, multiple mentions of it in the Torah. We know that's where the Shvich Shraim had to be. So, what about the second thing that Rabbi Yossi said? Anything that's taken from the Mizbech Achitzoin with the express intent of putting it now inside the Heichal. That too, it has to be taken from which part of the Mizbech HaChitzon? Has to be taken from the part of the Mizbech HaChitzon that's closest to the Heichal, which we just define now as being Ma'irif, right? Well, Ma'iniyu, what is he referring to? Does he mean the Gecholim that we use for the special Ketairis that was brought of Naibu Lefnim on Yom Kippur? Well, Behed Yiksnibu, that's also passing in the Torah, because it says, and again, you see, you're supposed to know Torah Shebik Sa'ab, because the Gemara didn't even feel it needs to tell you the end of the pasuk, but what's the v'goymer? We have to look in. V'lokach mlei amach to gachli ish me'al ha-mizbeach mi'lifnei Hashem. Mefurish, you have to take it from the part of the mizbeach that lifnei Hashem. So it can't be Rabbi Yossi's giving you a simen, right? This is your cheat sheet. You should always know that the Shvicha Shirayim is where is on the Meir part of the mizbeach, and when you take the Gecholim for the Ketores on Yom Kippur, you're taking it from the Meir part. Everybody knows that. Zil Kari Beirav. The Gemara said for Goymer, because you're supposed to know this pasuk in your sleep. So obviously, this is the way it's supposed to be. Ella, Rabbi Yossi said what he said. Obviously, he was coming to tell us something that maybe we didn't know. Ella, kol anitol b'fnim li natim b'chutz. You know what he meant when he said that anything that is nitol b'fnim li natim b'chutz, anything that you're taking from the Heichal to put on the Mizbech HaChitz and you have to put on Ma'irif, he meant the Shnei Bezichei Levoina Sholechem Aponim. Gishmak. He was referring to the Shnei Bezichei Levoina Lechem Aponim. We were the Shnei Bezichei Levoina. They were on the Shulchan in the Heichal. When you did the Haktara to be matted the Lechem Aponim Achila, it was done on the Mizbeach HaChitz. It doesn't say where in the Mizbeach HaChitz you're supposed to do the Haktara. Komash Molon Rabbi Yossi, that kol anito b'fnim, li notem b'chutz, eno nitin ala b'samuch, she'en l'fnim. And the Makar to that is the Gamim Mishirayim. He learned it from Shirayim. Matzinu Shirayim is a dover that's nito bithnimli, nothing b'chutz. And where do you do it? You do it on the Meirev part of the Mizbeach, al Pesach HaYomayitz. It makes sense that the Shnei Bezichel HaWeinu should be the same way. And when he said, and nitl b'chutz li notem b'fnim, there too the halacha is that when you're taking something from Zvech Achitza and you're going to put in the Heichol, you have to take it from the Meiriv part, the part that there's nothing closer to the Heichol then. Well, you know what he was referring to there? Gecholim d'chol yoyim v'yoyim. He was referring to the Gecholim that was taken every single day for the Keteris. Not the Keteris on Yom Kippur, because that's Mefurish, but the Keteris that was taken every day. And you know, we knew it, the Gomer, Gecholim shol yom ha-kippurim, because he learned it from the Gecholim column of Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that it must be that when Rabbi Yossi said, Simin ze biyotcha, he was referring to the Shnei Bezichei Levoina. That the Akhtara of the Shnei Bezichei Levoina had to be where? It had to be on the Meirev part of the Mizbech. It had to be Al Pesach HaYomayit. It had to be where the Shlichus Shirayim was. And when we say Kol Anito Bechutz Minot Lefnim, Eino Anito Al Basamach Shein Lefnim, what he's referring to is the Gecholim that we use for the Ketores, the Chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, had to also be from the Meirev part of the Mizbech. It had to be from the same place that you took the Gecholim for the Ketores on Yom Kippur, which the Torah says was where? It was Milifnei Hashem. It was literally by the Pesach HaYomayit. In other words, Rabbi Yossi Shita is that the Haktara of the Shnei Bezichei Levoina and the Gecholim for the Ketores of the entire year both took place on a fire that was on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, but it's on the Meirev part, it's a place that's Al Pesach HaYomayit. It satisfies the criteria of where the Shlichus Shirayim had to be, where the Gecholim of Yom Kippur had to come from. It had to be in that area. Says Reb Zeira, that I have a Mishnah in the Masechtas Tamid that said that there was a very, very nuanced place where the Maracha Shniyah had to be. You know where it had to be? It had to be by the Keren Maravis Deroimis, but Moshech Klap Itzafin Arba Amos. I think that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Because I know Rabbi Yossi holds that there's a very nuanced place that you need to do the Avoidus that are related to that Maroch HaShniyah. What's the Maroch HaShniyah used for? It's used for the Haktara of the Shnei Bezichei Levoina, and it's used for the Gecholim, for the Ketores of every day. Rabbi Yossi's sheet is that both of those things have to be Al Pesach HaYomayit. They both have to be on the Meirev part of the Mizbeach. That's why the Mishnah, that's why Rabbi Yossi would be of the opinion that it has to be Bekerem Maravis Deroimis, Moshech Klap Itzofen Arba Amis. So far, so good? Okay, now the question is, and this is the obvious question, that just because Rabbi Yossi holds it has to be Pesach HaYomayit, these two things, and those are the two functions of the Maroch HaShniyah, why does that mean it has to be by the Kerem Maravis Deroimis, Moshech Klap Itzofen Arbam? So that's going to be the next part of the Gemara, and that's really the punchline and the cheshbon of the Gemara. But before we do that, we just have to acquaint ourselves with a few mitzias things, just a few definitions before we read this document, right? So there's a few things that we have to know. Number one, we have to know that the Heichel had a Pesach, right? There was an entrance way to get into the Heichel, and the Pesach of the Heichel was 10 Amos wide. Additionally, the Heichel is situated perfectly in the middle of the Azara, which means that if you were going to cut the Azara in half, five of the Amis of the Heichel would be on Tzafen, and the other five would be on Darim, right? So again, the length of the Azara goes Mizrach Meirev, the width goes Darim Tzafen. If you're going to go length and you're going to slice it into two, so half of the width is going to be on the Darim side, half of the width is going to be on the Tzafen side. It's 10 Amos wide, which means you're going to have 5 Amos on Darim, you're going to have 5 Amos on Tzafen. Okay. You didn't go from the Heichel straight to the Azara, we know that. there was this big antechamber that separated the two that was known as the Ulam. The Ulam was wider than the Heichal. The Pesach of the Ulam was also wider than the Heichal. It was twice as wide as the Heichal. So the Heichal was 10 amos wide. The Ulam was 20 amos wide. And it was also situated perfectly, which means that if you're going to take the 20 amos width of the Ulam, 10 amos of it's going to be on Darim, and 10 amos of it is going to be on Safin. The last thing we need to know is that the Mizbeach itself was a square. It was 32 amos by 32 amos. And this is not counting the Kevesh. But the Mizbeach part of the Mizbeach, right? That's where all the activity was. The Mizbeach part of the Mizbeach was 32 amos wide. Last thing, this is not a math thing, but we mentioned on Amid Aleph, there's a big shaila in the Tanan, right? It was very unclear where exactly the Mizbeach was. Was the Mizbeach kuloi betzafen? Which means that if you took the Azara and you cut it in half, the Mizbeach would be completely on the Tzafen side. Was it Kulei B'darim? So if you cut it in half, it would be completely on the Darim side. Or maybe it was perfectly in the middle. Now, for the purpose of our sugya, on the side that the Mizbeach is Kulei B'Tzafen, the way you would view the Mizbeach is that the Mizbeach starts literally at the midpoint. Lahavdil, at the 50-yard line, right? Just to give a little hamchash. It's literally at the center point of where the Azara is. So that's where the Darim is part of the Mizbeach. So the wall that's closest to Darim of the Mizbeach would be exactly at the midpoint, and then the entire 32 Amis would be situated on the Tzafen side. If the entire Mizbeach is on the Darim side, then it's Fakert. Then the Tzafenist wall would be literally at that midpoint, and the entirety of the 32 Amis would be Klape Darim. If you hold that the Mizbeach is Chetzi B'Tzafen, Chetzi B'Darim, then it's going to be smack in middle. Either way, with this little bit of an introduction, or a lot of bit of an introduction, says the Gemara of Vayta. So again, we're saying that the Maroch HaShniya had to be by the Kerem Arovis Troimus, had to be Moshe Klapi Tzofin for Amos, which at first glance, Maisi Manu, what's this all about? So the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Loshen Neufel HaLoshen, it's Rabbi Yossi who gave a simon. Right? What was Rabbi Yossi Simon? That the two things that the Maroch HaShniya were used for had to come from a part of the Mizbeach that's Pesach HaYomoy. Right? That's the era that it had to come from. It had to come from the Meir side, Seder. But the question is, why does this Maroch have to be Kerem Marovis Deroimus Moshe Klapi Tzofen Arba Amis? So the Gemara says, well, my Kosovar, I Kosovar Kulam Mizbeach Bedarim Koi, if Rabbi Yossi, who were saying right now, is the only way we'll be able to make sense of this Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, holds that the entire Mizbeach was Bedarim. So if the entire Mizbeach was Bedarim, let's think for a second. So we said all 32 Amis of the Mizbeach is on the Darim side. So if you're going to make the Maroch HaShniya, 4 Amis removed from the corner of Marovis Deroimus. So the Maroch is going to be Mairiv, that's good, you want it on the Mairiv side. But is it going to be Pesach HaYomayit? It's nowhere close to Pesach HaYomayit. What does Pesach HaYomayit mean? Pesach HaHechel. The whole Pesach HaHechel is how wide. The whole Pesach HaHechel is 10 Amis wide. We just said if the entire Mizbeach is Bedarim, so that means that the Mizbeach really ends, right? The tzofen is part of the Mizbeach, ends by the chatzi part of the Heichel. Which means, if you want to get now from the corner of Marovis Deroimus to a part of the Mizbeach that's going to be Pesach HaYomayit, that will satisfy the criteria that you have when it comes to Shvich Shirayim, to satisfy the criteria that you have when it comes to taking the Gachelos from Yom Kippurim, where it's literally Pesach, again, it's not enough that it's on Meirut. It has to be Pesach HaYomoy. It has to be facing the entranceway of the HaYomoy. So how far are you going to have to move from the Kerem Marovis Deroimus towards the Pesach? 4 Amis? 4 Amis. You got a long way to go. How far do you have to move? The Gemara does the math for us. Says the Gemara, if you hold the entire Mizbeach was Bedarim, Esrim V'Sheva Boi L'Meisi, you're going to have to move 27 Amis. What's the point? When you move 27 Amis, now you're at the point where you're holding by the 5 Amis of Mizbeach that overlaps with the 5 Amis that is the Darim part of the entranceway of the Heichel. So the way Rashi explains this is, you would have to move 27 Amis, and then beyond the 27 Amis. That next spot, that's where you would have to plant the Maruch. Well, then it would be Gevaldik. Then it would be El Pesach, El Moyed, and it would satisfy all the criteria that you would have to do. Now, if Rabbi Yossi is telling you that it has to be Moshech Klapi Tzofin Arba Amis to make this work, because we don't have any other reason why it would be so precise to Makam. It's based on Rabbi Yossi. It can't be, he holds that time is Be'ach is Kula B'dar. Now, the Gemara says, well, maybe we can make this a little bit better. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that the Kedusha of the Heichel and the Kedusha of the Ulam was Chadi Kedusha. This is a shita that repeats itself many times in Zvachim. And Ashunagel in Yonenu, what would it mean that the Kedusha of the Heichel and the Kedusha of the Ulam is one? It means that if there's a criteria that these Avodas have to be done Pesach HaYomoy, it really doesn't have to be done Pesach HaYomoy. It doesn't have to be Pesach HaHeichel, it could be Pesach HaUlam. Because whenever we say in Halacha HaHeichel, Ulam satisfies that as well. And if that's the case, maybe you only have to get it to the Pesach HaUlam. Now, if you only have to get it to the Pesach HaUlam, you don't have to go 27 Amos to get there. Because we said the Pesach HaUlam was twice as wide as the Heichel. So, 5 Amos of the Heichel is on the Dorim side, which is going to be parallel to where this Mizbeach, which means 10 Amos of the Ulam is going to be on the Dorim side. Again, the Heichel is 10 Amos wide, 5 on the Dorim side, 5 on the Tzafen side. The Ulam is 20 Amos wide, which is 10 on the Dorim, 10 on the Tzafen. If the entire Mizbeach is on the Dorim, so that means it's the last 10 Amos. The Tzafen is 10 Amis of the Mizbeach, that's going to be Mechuvin Kineged Ulam. Okay, so you don't have to go now 27 Amis to get there. How far would you have to go? Esther Matarti by Macy. But you would still have to go 27 minus 5. You would have to go 22 Amis. You would have to go from the Karen, 22 Amis, then drop the Marocha, and over there you're going to be Kineged. But that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said 4 Amis. So that doesn't work. Maybe the time of the Mishnah, who were saying this Rabbi Yossi holds, Chetzi B'Tzaf and V'Chetzi B'Dar. Maybe also the Mizbeach was Chetzi B'Tzaf and V'Chetzi B'Dar. Now if the Mizbeach is Chetzi B'Tzaf and V'Chetzi B'Dar, that means 16 Amis of the Mizbeach is on Darim, and 16 Amis of it is on Tzafen. Okay, well, if that's the case, if you want to go now from the corner of the Mizbeach, the Darim is part of the Mizbeach, the Kerem Arov is Droimis, and you want to start walking towards the Tzafen side to get where you'll be mechuvin to the Pesach HaEichel. How far are you going to have to go? We said 5 Amis of Pesach HaEichel overlaps with the 16 Amis of Mizbeach. So how far are you going to have to go? 16 minus 5? You're going to have to go 11. Chatzri by Lemesi. It's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said 4. Valuk Kesavah Kedushas HaEichel V'Luchah Demilsi. Okay, maybe you hold that the Mizbeach is Chatzri B'Tzaf and Chatzri B'Darim, and the HaEichel and the Ulam have the same Kedusha, meaning Pesach HaYomoyed can be satisfied by being Pesach HaUlam. Okay, well, even if that's the case, how far are you going to have to go? You're going to have to go from 16 to get to where you're going to be within 10, which means you're going to have to go 6 Amis, says the Gemara, Shis Boilamesi. And again, it's not 4. El Olav, says the Gemara. You know, Pshnan and the Mishnah must be Mishum the Kosovo. This is the third option. Kulam is Bech Pitzof and Koi. Right, we eliminated in time is Bech Mim Midorim. We even eliminated being Chatzim Pitzof and Chatzim Midorim. It must be that the Tana, this Mishnah holds, that the entire Mizbeach is in Tzofin. And if the entire Mizbeach is in Tzofin, so now I'll make sense of it. Now, what does it mean if the entire Mizbeach is Pitzofin? Let's get this clear. So that means that the Dorimus part of the Mizbeach starts at the midway point of the Azar, right? We said that's what it means, Kulam Mizbeach is B'Tzafen. Just like Kulam Mizbeach B'Darim means the Tzafenist part is at the midpoint. If Kulam Mizbeach is B'Tzafen, it means the Darimist part is at the midpoint. That means it's Mechuvin to the midpoint of the Azara, which Klape the Pesach HaHeichel means it's at the midway point of the Pesach HaHeichel. So it overlaps with 5 Amis. It overlaps with 5 Amis of Pesach HaHeichel, right? It overlaps with 5 Amis of Pesach HaHeichel. Now, if that's the case, if you need to put the Maruch HaShniyah in a place where it's going to be Mul, so really, you could put it right there, right? You should be able to put it at the corner. You should be able to move over one Amma, another Amma, another Amma, even another Amma. You have 5 Ammas to work with, which is good. Till now, we couldn't make any sense of it. But the question is still, why would you have to go 4 Ammas? It sounds like you have to go 4 Amis. Why have to go 4 Amis? Boom! Just put it anywhere you want. In that area, it's going to be kavan. Says the Gemara Gevaldik. Tahani Arba Amis. If you hold the entire Mizbech as Betzof, and you want to know what the methodology for those 4 Amis is, one is the Ami Yisoyed. The other one is the Amma Soivev. The third is the Amma of the Mokim Kronis. And the fourth one is the Amma Mokim Ragli Kehanim. And the fourth one is the Amma for the Ragli Kehanim. The point is like this. When we say that the Mizbeach was 32 Amos and 32 Amos, it takes into account the Amo of the Yesoiv. It also takes into account the Amo of the Soivev. Oh, by the way, it also takes into account the Amo of the corners, of the Kronos. Which means, really, of those five Amos of the 32 Amos of the Mizbeach that overlap with the Pesach HaHechel, three of them are not Negeya. They're not applicable. Because you can't put the Marocha on the Amo Yisoid, you can't put it on the Amo Soivev, and you can't put it on the corner. Okay, so there's two Amos to work with. No, because there's one extra Amo you need, that's the Makom Ragla Kehanim, for the Kehanim to be able to walk around. It's for that reason the first four Amos are not an option. You know where you have to put it? You have to put it on the fifth Amo. Zok the Gemara Vayta, because the Chimaski L'kametrei, if you're going to move it over one more Amo, so like a Pesach, you're not going to have a Pesach. And that's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is that in time Mizbeach was Betzafen, and Hamani Rabbi Yosi, who holds Simin Zebi Yotcho, Kol Anitel Lefnim, Linatel Mechutz, Einu Nitel Ela Besamach, Shein Lefnim Imenu, Kol Anitel Mechutz, Linatel Lefnim, Einu Nitel Ela Besamach, Shein Lefnim Imenu, which the Gemara went through with a whole Arichas. It doesn't mean Shvichash, it doesn't mean the coals that were used for the Ketores in Yom Kippur. It means Shnebezich HaLavoyna. It means the coals that were used for the Ketores to Chol HaShana. And if that's the case, what is it referring to? It's referring to the Maroch HaShniyah. That means the Maroch HaShniyah has to be on the Meirav side, Pesach HaYomayit. How are you going to get it that it's Pesach HaYomayit? You're going to get it by moving it from the corner four Amos. If the Mizbeach is Bedarim, you have to move it way more than four Amos. And even if the Mizbeach is Chatzim, you have to move it at least six Amos. If you hold Ulam, you know how it works. The entire Mizbeach is Bitzafin. If the entire Mizbeach is Bitzafin, well then, you really have five Amos to work with. And really, you shouldn't have to move it at all. It's just practically speaking, if you understand the way the Mizbeach was built, you realize four Amos are not Negeya. Because the Amo Yisoid you can't deal with. The Amo Soivev is not an option. You're not putting it on the corner of the Mizbeach. And you need one Amo just to get around for the Makom Ragla Kehanim. Therefore, it must be, it's going to be one removed. That's the way it would have to be. And if that's the case, Rashi says, the Yisoid of moving it four Amos is not to get it to Pesach HaYomayit. It's not to get it to Pesach HaYomayit. It's to keep it Pesach HaYomayit. And really, the Dogush is not move it for Amos as much as don't move it more than four Amos. That's the point. Rashi speaks this out. It's not move it for Amos. It's don't move it more than four Amos. What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? Rav Asi said, that Rav Yoichanon said, that Rav Yoisi used to say, Kut Mizbeach B'Tzaf and Koi. Reb Zera heard this and he said, there has to be a remez to this somewhere in the Mishnah. He said, I found the Mishnah. You know where I found the Mishnah? I found it in the Mishnah Masechtas Talmud. Because in that Mishnah it's Mavur that they put the Maroch Shniyah by the Kerem Arovis Teroimis. It was Moshe Klapi Tzofin. How far? Arba Amos. And really at first glance, it doesn't have so much of a Havana. Why would that be the case? Why would that be the place to go ahead and do it? It only makes sense. Alibid Rav Yosi, who said Simin Zebi Yotcha, he's the one that was Mechadish, that the things that the Maroch HaShniyah were used for had to be Pesach HaYomayin, and it only works, the specific math of the Mishnah, if you hold Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzaf HaKoy, that's where this Rabbi Yosi came from. It didn't come from the Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. Maybe a Geshmak of Rabbi Yosi L'Shitasi, that's not the Makar. The Makar is from that Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, telling to that Rabbi Yosi, and doing all this math. Sounds amazing, right? Not to everybody. Rav Adabar Ahava heard all this, and he said, Rav Zera, I'm not so sure I agree with you, because I could always tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. I could always say that maybe the Tanya of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya belonged to the Brice. Read that Rabbi Yehuda said, Mizbeach, Memutzav, Oime, Be'emtzav, Azara. The Mizbeach was smack in the middle of the Azara. Ushleish, Mishnam, Shnayim, Amisai. It was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. Esner, Amois, Kineget, Pischei, Shal Hechel. 10 of the Amis of these 32 Amos was mechuvin to the Pesach of the Hechel, achas esrei amam mikan, v'achas esrei mikan. And then there was 11 on this side, and 11 on that side, right? So it's 10 plus 11 plus 11, that's your 32 Amos. Nimtza mizbeach mechuvin ke neged ha-hechel. Comes out that the mizbeach is mechuvin ke neged ha-hechel. So says Rav Adabar Ahava, there's no hechrich that the Mishnah is Rav Yosi and Kulam Mizbeach, but Tzafin Kai. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, who said Mefurish, he said Rochel Bitcha HaKetano, that what? That Mizbeach was really Be'emtza, and if it was Be'emtza, that's how you're going to make it work. So the Gemara says, One second. What we just do, right? Have we been paying attention? We already entertained the tzad that maybe Rabbi Yossi holds him as bech as chetzi b'tzav and v'chetzi b'dam. But we said there's no way to make that mission work according to that shita. Why not? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to move it either 11 amis, 6 amis, right? You still have a little bit of a track to go. So all we did was we put different names. We changed it from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yehuda. But how exactly was Rabbi Adabar HaBadoich of this? Good. There's a Shittas Rabbi Yehuda that holds chetzi b'tzafim chetzi b'dam. We were willing to entertain that was Shittas Rabbi Yossi, but we knew it couldn't work in this Mishnah. So had we changed anything? It's the Gemara's Kasha. So if at the end of the day, the Rabbi Yehuda chetzri b'ayu l'meisi, you still have to walk at 11. You still have to walk at 6. It's not going to work. So Rabbi Adabrava said, let me explain. Of course I knew that. I have been paying attention. Let me explain. What I meant to say was, Mi Savris Hani Arba Amis Bahada Ami Yisoy the Amis Oivev. Could be when the Mishnah says you had to walk it, Arba Amis, very posh it. It didn't mean 4 Amis from where the 32 Amis begin. It means 4 Amis Biroish Amisvech, which by the way is probably what you would have thought if you thought about it for a minute, right? It's 4 amis from the top of the mizbech. It's not, let me go measure from the bottom. I know there's a yesoid and there's a soiv. No, when you're measuring your room, you're not cheshbening the foundation. It's from the top of the mizbech. That's when you're going ahead and cheshbening. The point is these 4 amis, right, is including, it's also the ami yesoid and the ami soiv, right? Mi sabres hani arba amis bahadi ami yesoid the ami soiv. Arba amis means barma ami yesoid the ami soiv. It means excluding that. And if that's the case, when you move it Arba Amis, how far are you moving it from the bottom? You're moving it 6 Amis. As Rabbi Adarba, there's no hechrich to say that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbech was betzafen. Loilam, I'll tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. There's one more piece we're going to have to close in one second. But Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Mizbech was chetzi betzafen, chetzi bedar. And it's according to that shita, that it makes perfect sense that you would have to move it 4 amas. What's the cheshbin? The cheshbin is because we're not counting the ami yisoid and the ami soiviv. So really, how far do you have to move it? Not 4 amas from the 32. It's really 6 amas from the 42. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, you have to say this, that the ulam and the heichal is chadik kedusha. So as long as you can get it facing the Pesach of the Ulam, that would satisfy the criteria of it being Pesach HaYomayin, and the Cheshbon is move it 6 Amos and then do it 1 Amos beyond that, right? That's how it comes out. Because 6 Amos, you're ad v'loyad b'chal. So what you need to do is, you have to go 1 Amos beyond that, Sokrashi, and that's where you would have to go ahead and you would have to plant the Maracha. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Adabar Abba, there's no Hechrich that it's Rabbi Yossi and the math is the way you said it. It could be it's Rabbi Yehuda and the math is the way I'm saying it. But the Gemara just has one obvious dicta question, and that is, why did Rabbi Adabar Ahava need to be mechadish Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Adabar Ahava had one pickpock on the cheshbon of the Gemara. The Gemara wanted it to be Rabbi Yosi, and the reason we wanted it to be Rabbi Yosi because Rabbi Yosi is the only one who seems to hold mefurish that we care with the Maracha Shneis. Sim is Ebiyotcha, that's Rabbi Yosi. That's why we were handling Rabbi Yosi in the first place. Otherwise, why are we talking about Rabbi Yosi? It's because he's the Baal Memra. He's the only one we know that has such a shita. So if that's the case, that really we want it to be Rabbi Yosi. The question is, what does Rabbi Yossi hold as it relates to where the Makom HaMizbech was? Well, really, we have a whiteboard. I don't know. It could be anywhere. Maybe Kula B'Darim. Maybe Kula B'Tzafin. Maybe Chetzi B'Tzafin, Chetzi B'Darim. Don't we have Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah of Chetzi Med Aleph? That's the first half of the daf. We know that's not a raya. Mid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Nishmul Rabbi Yossi. So really, we're open now as far as options go. It could be anywhere. The Gemara Cheshbin, the only way it works is if you hold the Mizbech as Kula B'Tzafin. Rabbi Adabrahava basically knocked that out. He says, I can make it work if it's Chetzib Zab Chetzib Adarim, because I can tell you it's Bar from the Ami Yisrael, the Ami Yisrael. So then why do you need a Mishan Rain Rabbi Yehuda? Who Kupta Rain Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Says the Gemara, V'nuk Mikir Rabbi Yossi, Ubim Memutza. Just stay with Rabbi Yossi. It was one of the options in the Gemara. And just say it was Memutza. And for the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Adabrahava said Rabbi Yehuda is Mishun de Rabbi Yehuda, Shamanale Memutza Behdi, because we know for a fact he has the Shita. So it's Mistamber that maybe this is going Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, we know that it's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. So being that we know that it's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, let him hold this. Now Rashi speaks out. We know Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mizbech was Chatzib Zav and Chatzib Adar. But do we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Maracha Shniya had to be Pesach HaYomayit? So Rashi bavarns the Kasha. And Rashi says, I'll read Lushoni Azav Shal Rashi. It's the last Rashi on today's daf. It's the second to last Rashi, but the last Rashi is really the beginning of tomorrow's daf on our cheshbon. But either way, Dibra Maschal Rabbi Yehuda Shamina Leim Mutzav Ahedyo Ve'im Mishum Da'ayri Rabbi Yosef Benitalim Bifnim Benitalim Bechutz Benitalim Bechutz Benitalim Lefnim Ha Kuli Alma Isu. Maybe everybody holds that way. And at the end of the day, being that we know Rabbi Yehuda is Otas Yochid, he's a Mechudish, the Geshita that holds the Mizbech was Chetzi B'Tzom, Chetzi B'Darm. It's for that reason, that's what we said. Either way, what's the Sikkum for the second part of the Daf? Sort of Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, the Gemara got involved in the fact that Rav Asi sent the name Rabbi Yochid, who sent the name Rabbi Yosi, that Kulam Mizbech B'Tzof and Koi. At first glance, the Gemara thought maybe that has its makar in our Mishnah. Probably it's because he holds the Mizbech was called the Betzafen. The Gemara rejected that. If that's the case, is there no makar anywhere from a Mishnah? It's not Mastab. If this is Shitas Rabbi Yosni, there's probably a Mishnah somewhere. Reb Zeir was Nothak, Dok, and at least in his opinion, V'ashkach. And that is, he found the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid that says that the Marocha Shnia, the Marocha that was used for the Ketores, the Marocha that was used for the Akhtar of the Shnei B'Zichel Avoyna, had to be on the Dorim part of the Mizbeach, but from the corner, Moshe Klapei Tzofen, Arba Amos. It had to be in a very, very unique place. Rav Zeir assumed that it's only a Libet Rabbi Yosi that you would require that the Marocha Shnia be in a unique place, because the only Tana I know who was makbid where the use of proceeds of that Marocha was is Rabbi Yossi. So it's mistaber that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi is telling you in a very precise way that you want to know where the Mokoim Marocha Shnia has to be. It has to be Kerem Marovis Droimis Moshech Klapei Tzofen Arba Amos. What must the reason be? Said Rabbi Zeira, it's probably because he holds the Mizbech was Kuloi B'Tzofen, which means that the Mizbeach starts at the midpoint of the Pesach HaHechel, which means five Amis of the entranceway of the Hechel is Mechuvin to the Mizbeach. The first four of those Amis, you would never be able to make a Marocha, the Ami Yisoy, the Amis Soivev, the Kronos, and the Mokim Ragla Kehanim. And what he's telling you is move it four, but not more than four. Because if you're going to move it more than four, now you're going to be already six Amis removed. You're not going to be Kenega the five. I will be Kenega the Ulam. No, because Kedushas Ulam and Kedushas Hechel is Lavcha the Kedushi. And it's for that reason that's where it would have to be. But the bottom line is, he backed into this idea that that must be pshat in the Mishnah. So he said, Meres, Rabbi Yosi Masol, Kulam Mizbech B'Tzof and Koi. Rabbi Adar Bar Hava is the one that was Mesnagid, Keneged, Rabbi Zeira, and he said that there's no Hechrech, Lo'ilam, it could be the Tana of the Mishnah, it's not Rabbi Yosi, it's Rabbi Yehuda, who we happen to know for a fact, told us that the Mizbech was Chetzi B'Tzof and it was Chetzi B'Darim. And I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosi. He holds like Rabbi Yosi that we care where the Marocha Shnia was. Because the proceeds of the Marocha Shnia had to be from a place that Pesach, Oyel Moed. If the Mizbech is Chetzi B'Tzof and Chetzi B'Darim, then Rabbi Yehuda is basically telling you that you have to go from the Darim side and move it four Amas, but not from Amma number one. Because the Amma Yisrael, Amma Soiviv don't count. That's not on the top part of Mizbech. We're Cheshmin from the top part of Mizbech. If you move it four Amas from the top of the Mizbech, it's really six Amas from the Mizbech, and it's right after that you put it. So that'll be Pesach HaHechel. One second, it's not Neged Pesach HaHechel, it's Neged Pesach Ulam. Oh, it's because I'll tell you that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ulam and the Hechel are Chod Ketusha. The Cheshbin is that you put it beyond that. By the way, if you want to go a little bit beyond that, and a little bit beyond that, it's also going to be fine, right? According to the first Pshat in the Gemara, the way Rabbi Zeira learned the Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, you have one Amma where to put it. There's nowhere else you can put it. According to Rabbi Adar Bar Hava, who's learning the Mishnah, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, you have a lot more options. Right, so there's a few interesting afkuminas that come out between these two mahalchim. Right, number one is the Mizbech B'Tzof and the Mizbech Chatzi B'Tzof and Chatzi B'Darim. Do you hold that the Heichel and the Ulam is Chadik Kedusha, or is it Shtei Kedushas? Does it have to be Tafka four Amas removed? Or maybe if I want to have some leeway, I can move it over a little bit further. But the bottom line is, this cryptic Mishnah, why it had to be Kerem HaRavis, Deroimus, Mashaklap, B'Tzof and Arba Amas, this two mahalchim. Either Kulam Mizbech is B'Tzof and you have to move it four Amos because you don't have options for the four Amos, but it's in that fifth Amos you have to do it. Or the Mizbech is Chatzi B'Tzof and Chatzi B'Darim, and when you cheshbin the four Amos, it's Labar Mi'am Yisayi the Amos Soivet, and if you want to move it beyond that, that's also fine, as long as you keep it Pesach. One thing's for sure, that Mishnah holds that the Marocha Shnia had to be Mul Pesach Oyo Moyed, and that for sure is based on a member that Rabbi Yossi said. Is Rabbi Yossi the only one who holds it? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds it. Rashi says, maybe everybody even holds it. Interesting. But the bottom line is, it's based on this idea that the things that the Marocha Shnia were used for, the Keteiras and for the Haktar Shnei Bezich Levoina had to be like the Shvicha Shirayim, had to be like the coals that we use for the Ketoris that was brought Lefnai V'Lefnim from an eerie of the Mizbeach. That was Pesach HaYomayin, and that's the Pshat in that Mishnah Mesech Tzomid, that you go to the Kerem Maravis of the Roimis, Moshech Klapit Sofen, Arba Amis. I think today's daf had the raid built into it. We're going to stop here.